In the grooves of this record is the sound of John Cage. John Cage, the avant-garde electronic composer, has been astounding audiences with such non-musical sounds as sitting at a piano for 4 minutes, presenting a silent sonata, designating the opening and closing of a movement by opening and closing the keyboard cover on the piano, or by attaching a contact microphone to his Adam's apple and drinking a glass of water. Cage composes by chance, trying to bypass his own ego, taste, self, or whatever it may be called, to create musical happenings with a network of microphones that record and mix sounds such as the slicing of a carrot, a collision on the street, or the closing of a door. Due to unprecedented response and demand for the Everest recording of John Cage's Variations 4, Everest is proud to present Volume 2 of this composition. The original rendition of Variations 4 was a 6-hour performance. Due to the length, the first volume, released as Everest Recording Number 3132, contained certain portions and excerpts from this work. Volume 2 contains additional material from Variations 4, which was not in the previous record release. Variations 4 is a recording of a concert given by John Cage and his associate, David Tutor, at a prominent art gallery on La Cienega Boulevard in Los Angeles. The evening started with the electronic equipment distributed throughout the gallery in 2 separate rooms. In each room was a complete sound unit consisting of amplifiers, speakers, radio tuners, tape recorders, mixers, and so on. Many of the speakers and microphones were distributed in odd positions, such as a mic on the street in front of the entrance, so that the sound of the traffic could be inserted into the system at will. In each room was an operator under personal supervision of either John Cage or his associate in this project, David Tutor. The systems were actuated, and the sounds which you're about to witness were the object of the concert. Listen closely, and you will hear the sounds of the audiences as well as the tinkle of the glasses as the mic over the bar was in use. Records and previous recorded tapes as well as radio broadcasts are mixed in during the concert. As this project was such an overwhelming success, Mr. Cage has presented another concert in New York City at the Lincoln Center Philharmonic Hall. This time, a continuation titled Variations 5. The actuating of the sounds, however, were not personally controlled by Mr. Cage. Instead, he had a group of dancers under the direction of Merce Cunningham on stage. And as they danced about, their bodies interrupted many light beams, which in turn operated various electronic gadgetry, producing the sounds. As John Cage has said, "Music is all around us. If only we had ears. There would be no need for concert halls. If man could learn to enjoy the sounds that envelop him, for example, at 7th Street and Broadway at 4 p.m. on a rainy day." So now, in 5 seconds, you will be transported to the Los Angeles famed art row, La Cienega Boulevard, and the John Cage concert, Variations 4.